Well, best-selling Melbourne author Sally Hepworth has written a couple of books now. The Secret of Midwives really exploded a few years back when it came out, but she's got a new book out. It's called The Family Next Door. Now, she's going to be in Sydney to do some promotions for this novel, but before she does that, she's going to join us on the phone to discover whether or not we really know our neighbours. Good afternoon, Sally.
Hi, how are you?
Really good, thanks. Thanks for joining us on 2SER.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the new book. It's called The Family Next Door. How long have you been working on this one? And can you tell us a bit about the impetus behind it?
Yeah, gosh, look, it took me about 9 months to write, I would say. And the funny thing was I was actually pregnant at the time that I wrote it. So I felt like I kind of incubated two babies and I delivered the book and the baby in the same week, which was, you know, there was quite a few parallels there.
Yeah.
But the inspiration behind it was really largely about writing the kind of book that I wanted to read. And for me, that means a few things. It means a mystery at the heart of it, usually. Mm-hmm. And so there is a mystery narrator throughout the book. It means a familiar setting. And this book was set in my hometown of Bayside in Melbourne.
Right.
And then it means just some topics that are really interesting to me. And for this one, by and large, it became neighbours, because neighbours are, I consider myself the resident Mrs. Mangle of my neighbourhood.
Oh, really?
I like to keep an eye on what the neighbours are doing. So I created a little world where the people of Pleasant Court in my book like to do the same.
Oh, is Pleasant Court an actual real street down in Bayside?
No, it's a fictional street, but it's kind of the little cul-de-sac, probably a bit reminiscent of Ramsey Street,
wow,
where everything is pleasant, but perhaps it's not quite as pleasant as it seems.
Now, I reckon you're right, because we all have our little secrets. Obviously, if you live in a little tight-knit community, especially cul-de-sacs or areas where you've got lots of neighbours nearby, you sort of get to the habit of just keeping an eye on people. Maybe you don't even realize. You sort of see them coming and going. You see different people come and go. You see them walking their dog or whatever. So maybe we've all got a little bit of Mrs. Mangle in us. Did you get some direct inspiration from people that you live near down there in Bayside?
Everyone's worried that I did. Everyone's asking me, is this character based on me? And in fact, two of the main characters, Ange and Fran, they were named after two of my friends, but their characters are not anything like my friends. In fact, you know, it's too limiting to write about real life people, even though it seems like it would be an easier thing to do. I don't tend to do it. I like the freedom of creating characters and creating situations that I can then, really mold to my own liking, whereas real life people might be a little bit harder to write into a book, I think.
But also real life people aren't as dramatic or exciting as
yes,
people in novels or shows or all that sort of stuff.
They're not interesting enough, are they?
You know, that's the great thing about, you know, when you write a show or a book, things happen, obviously, because you want to watch a show to see things are happening. But in most people's everyday lives, we just get along and do our usual stuff. There's not a lot going on.
It's page turning, is it?
No, probably not. You know, people reading books about our lives are going, oh, when's the exciting stuff going to happen? But obviously exciting things do happen in this book, and you say there's maybe a bit of mystery in there as well. Is there any sort of crimes going on as well? How does it sort of weave in?
Yeah, there might be a crime. There is in amongst these three characters that primarily tell the story, there is a mystery first-person narrator.
Right.
It's a woman, and she is obviously giving birth under quite difficult circumstances. Mm-hmm. And so it's spliced throughout the book. And so the question becomes, who is this mystery first-person narrator? Oh. Is it one of the characters? And if it is, which one is it? And how does that relate to the rest of the plot? So that's the kind of the mystery that keeps propelling.
Sounds very Gossip Girl.
I've heard Gossip Girl. I've heard Desperate Housewives. I've heard Real Housewives of Melbourne. But I think it's just The Family Next Door.
Are you fan of like any sort of reality TV or shows that do sort of follow people? I say loosely, but are you fan of that sort of stuff?
Shamefully, I'm a big fan of The Bachelor.
Oh, yes.
I haven't watched any of the Real Housewife type shows, and that wasn't really the inspiration. That I believe that the Real Housewives lead far more fabulous lives than the characters in my book. They pretty much lead a similar kind of life than I do. You know, they've got small children, they've got jobs, they've got pretty normal looking lives. But in fact, you know, perhaps they're not quite as normal as it looks. And some of them, it's because they're keeping secrets, and for others, it's because a secret has been kept from them.
Yeah, right. Well, it sounds really interesting. You've written a couple of other big-selling books. Of course, The Secrets of Midwives was the highest-selling debut of an Australian fiction writer in 2015. Was that some a surprise to you when that sort of blew up like that?
Yeah, it was a wonderful surprise. It was a dream come true. But obviously, you know, for me, the hope is just to write a book that will connect with as many readers as possible. Yeah. And, you know, if it does become really successful like that, that's, you know, it's amazing. But if it connects with readers and, you know, from what I hear, you know, my books are seeming to connect with people, then I'm thrilled.
And would you say that, I mean, obviously your books seem to surround around women mostly, which is, do you get a lot of male readers as well? Do you look at it and sort of want to find out about these people's lives?
I have a lot of male readers, yeah. Even though I do, as you say, write primarily about women, but it's less about writing about women as it is examining an interest that I have in women's health. So all of the books that I've written have looked into women's health in some way. The Secrets of Midwives was obviously about birth. The Things We Keep, my second book, was about Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. My third book, The Mother's Promise, was about social anxiety disorder. And this book was about postpartum mood disorders. So mm-hmm. I tend to, just because it's interesting to me, to focus on areas of women's health, which I think is interesting to men and women. So, I get readers of both genders.
Very good. Well, people can come and see you tonight in person down in Newtown. I think it's in Newtown, isn't it? Yeah, A Better Red Than Dead, just on King Street there. And you're going to be having a bit of a chat with Sarah Ayoub as well.
That's right.
Is that a bit of a Q&A sort of thing going on with the crowd as well?
Yep, there'll be a Q&A with Sarah and between Sarah and I, and also there'll be questions from the audience as well, and that'll be at 6:30 tonight.
Fantastic. I believe there are still tickets. I just jumped onto the website.
I think there are.
Grab them. You can get the book and a ticket for $30. Bargain.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER. Good luck with the book.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem at all. And have a good time in Sydney.
I will. Thank you.
Cheers. That's Sally Hepworth right there, the author of The Family Next Door. It is just coming out now through Pan Macmillan. Oh, it's available right now. And yes, as I mentioned, you can get on down to Better Red Than Dead on King Street in Newtown and meet her, get her to sign a book for you and ask a few questions. Really good to have an author on the show.